This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham.
Laura Checkaway has just finished a film that is now being nominated for an Oscar. She's the director, producer, and editor of a film called Edith and Eddie. It's up for Best Documentary Short Film. She is from Ann Arbor, and she joins us now. I got to tell you, I watched this half-hour documentary, and I was delighted. I was disturbed. I was angry, and walking away, the only term I could think of was, that was heart-wrenching. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for watching it, and thanks for having me on.
How did you meet Edith and Eddie?
A friend texted a photo of them to me that was circulating online after they'd gotten married. They were being called America's oldest interracial newlyweds. So she sent me the photo, and I just was so touched looking at it. I kept zooming in and looking into their eyes, and I just wanted to know more about them. So I connected the dots, and their family invited me down. Within a few days, I was on a bus from New York City to Virginia to meet them.
Let's listen to a clip from the movie. This is Eddie.
What did I love about Edith? Well, she was kind and considerate and talking to me. Not the color of the skin, but the heart. That's what we decided. Well, the heart is red, I believe.
So Edith and Eddie got married at ages 95 and 96. They both say it was love at first sight. Really beautiful couple. Tell me a little bit about what you found when you first got there.
It was really special to see them together. They were always holding hands. They went out dancing. They were active in their church community. Actually, the first time that I met them is the opening scene of the film where we see them dancing together. And it was just really special to be in their presence. They were so proud of their love. And everywhere we went, Edith would just get giddy when she introduced her new husband to people. So it felt really, really special.
How did they meet?
They met while outside of a store where they were playing the numbers, and they met over a lottery ticket.
And he was using her numbers, I take it.
He was playing the numbers. And as he tells it in the film, he just kept playing it and playing it. And eventually he won, and then they split the earnings.
So they got married. They had a house, but there was a family dispute. The daughters of Edith, sisters who disagreed about what should happen to them and whether they should be married and living together and all these things. What did that end up resulting in?
So Edith's daughters don't agree on what's best for their mom, and it winds up in court, and Edith's rights wind up being put in the hands of a legal guardian who's appointed by the court, whom she has not met. And the couple's marriage is in danger of being torn apart.
So we're going to leave it there. I want to talk about some of the challenges you had in filming this. I mean, you were rushed. You had to get down there. You had to basically be like glue to them. What was the hardest part of that?
It was just really tough to see what they were going through and what I had hoped would be an inspiring story. I mean, it is an inspiring story because we do witness the power of love and that they are at least looking to live on their own terms. And it turns really tough and devastating when what they want is not being honored. And, in some ways, they're not even being treated as human beings.
That's the thing that kept going through my mind over and over again. I kept thinking the word ageism. These people had their faculties, although there were questions about Edith's. I didn't see any evidence of dementia, but they claimed that in the film. But they seemed just fine, and yet they couldn't even have control of their own life. And they were so in love.
Yeah. And, we all need help with certain things. And as we get older, sometimes we need help in certain areas. It doesn't mean that we're not clear about what we want in other areas. And so it felt clear that she and Eddie wanted to be together. And it was just really tough.
You've made other award-winning films. How does it feel to be nominated for an Academy Award?
Absolutely incredible. Especially the way that this film was made, it was made independently and just very bare bones with a really small, devoted team of people. So to have it received in this light is incredibly special. And because this couple was so dishonored towards the end of their lives, you know, I just feel like it means that much more, and it's just a true testament to them. I also would love to add that what we witness happen with Edith and Eddie is actually happening to elders all over the country, and it's alarming. So we really, really hope that the film can wake people up and make an impact.
That is Laura Checkaway. She's the director, producer, and editor of the film Edith and Eddie. It's up for an Oscar for Best Documentary Short Film. Thanks very much for sharing their story.
Thank you so much.
Laura Checkaway joined us via Skype. Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.